KWCO FM HD1 Chickasha. It's time for news.
It's fair and 29. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today, Monday, February 26th. News sponsored by Sevier Funeral Home, Chickasha and Tuttle, and the First National Bank and Trust. It's going to be a nice day today. Lots of sunshine, high about 65. One person arrested for making threats toward a Grady County school. The story tops today's Cool News.
This was his old chair, the one he sat in to watch his favorite games. You think he's just in the backyard, raking up the last of the leaves, but the yard's empty, and you know it. It takes time to grieve the loss of family and friends. For 70 years and now three generations, Sevier Funeral Home has been guiding families through their losses, helping them gradually turn their sorrow into lasting memories of a loved one now gone. Sevier Funeral Home, Chickasha and Tuttle.
Grady County investigators make an arrest in connection with some weekend threats made toward the Bridge Creek School District. A late-night post on the Sheriff's Office Facebook page indicates that Sheriff Jim Weir and Undersheriff Phil Blevins made the arrest last night. No information immediately available about the suspect. A statement on the Bridge Creek School District website this morning said there would be an increased presence of law enforcement today, and school officials did thank the Sheriff's Office for its hard work. Sheriff's Office Public Information Officer Lisa Hatchett said she received some tips via Facebook Messenger last night regarding the suspect. She says the suspect ultimately confessed to making the threats. Commuters in Chickasha encouraged to buckle up. Over the next couple of weeks, police officers will be making a concerted effort to make sure that motorists are using their seatbelts, especially when it comes to school zones. Today through March 9th, Chickasha police joining other law enforcement agencies in an attempt to reduce fatality accidents and those leading to serious injury, especially when it comes to teen drivers. The Oklahoma Highway Safety Office reports that in 2016, 38 Oklahoma teens died in motor vehicle crashes, and that most of them could have increased their chances of surviving had they been buckled up. The theme for the next couple of weeks, buckle up every trip, every time. Authorities say they will give tickets to anyone who's pulled over for not wearing their seatbelts. Several awards handed out at the 95th Annual Chickasha Chamber of Commerce Banquet over the weekend. The Humanitarian Award posthumously presented to Ada Scipiel Fisher. The Hall of Fame Legacy Award posthumously given to Elmer DeHart. The Living Legacy Award presented to Eleanor Miller. Citizen of the Year, Tim Elliott, and Volunteer of the Year, Katie Chambers. Ed Stanton, the new chairman of the Chamber's Board of Directors, said its leadership wanted to unify a number of sectors within the business community.
I was thrilled to hear that we were ready to put the Chamber, Economic Development Council, Main Street, back in that community partnership, and we're going to house that at the Chamber building, and there's a lot of improvements going on there, and I want you to know.
Stanton takes over the Chamber Board chairmanship from Jeff McClure, who will remain on the panel as past chairman. More Cool News coming right up.
One bank. One local bank. One crazy, mad about you community bank. That's First National. If you're involved in the community served by First National Bank, you know us. Our people live to serve. We're in the Chamber. We're active in local churches. You meet us at the stock shows, arts festivals, parades, and charity events that bring our community to life. So if you're looking for a bank that cares about the community as much as you do, there's only one bank, one local bank. First National Bank and Trust Company, 11 locations to serve you. Member FDIC.
Another big livestock show at the Grady County Fairgrounds this week. It's the 82nd annual Grady County Junior Livestock Show. Only youth from across the county will be showing their sheep and their goats and their pigs and their cattle over the next several days or so. About 200 youth bringing their animals in for judging and hoping to be named grand champion. Thursday night, the big night for the youth. It's the premium auction where the top 125 animals will be sold. Over the past several years, the auction has returned more than $100,000 to the youth exhibiting their animals. Midterm elections coming up this fall, and there will be several state and federal offices up for election. Now, the state election board said anyone wanting to change their political affiliation ahead of the June primary election will need to do so soon. The deadline to change party affiliation is Saturday, March 31st. Oklahoma has three recognized political parties, Republican, Democrat, and Libertarian. Voters can register as independent but may not vote in the primary election unless a recognized party allows them to do so. The Democratic Party will let independents vote in that June primary. You can make changes in person at your local county election board. If you want to mail in your status change, Applications must be postmarked by Saturday, March 31st. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange starting the week at $63.55 a barrel. London-based Brent crude, $67.31. Natural gas, $2.62 per million BTUs. Gold starts the week at $1,340 and silver, $16.71. Obituaries today include 75-year-old Otis Merritt of the Agawam area. Funeral will be at 2 o'clock Wednesday at Sevier Funeral Home. Memorial contributions may be made to Eppard Methodist Church or charity of your choice. Our weather forecast, sunny today and temperatures warming up to the mid-60s. Right now it's fair 29 downtown Chickasha. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
All aboard for a rollicking adventure on the HMS Majestic. Will Mary Ann Sweet avoid the clutches of the villainous Snively Swine? Will she find true love with the handsome Cary DeMille? It's Peril on the High Seas, presented by Chickasha Community Theater, Thursday through Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Ouachita Theater on Chickasha Avenue. Get tickets at Jay's Jewelry or at ChickashaTheater.WellAttended.com.
In sports, it's another state wrestling title for the Tuttle Tigers. They won their 10th straight title and 15th overall this past weekend at the 4A state tournament in Oklahoma City. And Matt Serber's squad set a new tournament record for points, picking up 210 points. Tuttle had 13 state qualifiers and 10 made it all the way to the finals. And they had three champions, Dustin Plott finishing up an unbeaten year. Ryder Ramsey and Garrett Stidley both won. Blanchard finished third as a team and had two state champions, including an upset in the finals where Zach Williams defeated Tuttle's Rhett Golowinski 4-2. Golowinski was looking for his fourth high school state championship. Ryan Bracken was Blanchard's other champion. To basketball we go, where Sorrell boys and girls and Fort Cobb-Broxton boys all have qualified for this week's Class A state tournament. All won their area championships over the weekend. State tournament brackets won't be out until tomorrow, though, since the area consolation championship games will be played tonight, and winners will be qualifying for that state tournament. Lokiba Sickles Panthers still hoping to qualify for the Class B state tournament. The third-ranked Panthers lost in double overtime to number 11 Duke Saturday night in their area championship game. Lokiba Sickles now will play Indiahoma at Cash tonight. The winner of that game goes on to the Class B state tournament. The Class 2A, 3A, and 4A regional tournaments will wrap up today at Amber-Pocasset. Both Ampo boys and girls need wins this afternoon if they want to advance to the area tournament. Ampo girls play Latta. Ampo boys play Walters. At Apache, Rush Springs girls, Minko boys are in need of wins if they want to get to the area tournament this week, which will be held at Chickasha Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Rush Springs girls play Allen. Minko boys play Healton. In the 4A regional at Anadarko, Anadarko boys have an elimination game this afternoon with Clinton. Anadarko just beat Clinton in their district tournament earlier this month. Anadarko girls playing for the regional championship tonight, and they will be taking on Klassen School of Arts and Sciences. Anadarko ranked number 4, Klassen number 9 in Class 4A. Oklahoma City Thunder at home tonight as they take on the Orlando Magic. 7 o'clock tip at the Peak. Our cool news, weather, and sports this morning, sponsored by the First National Bank and Trust and Sevier Funeral Home, Chickasha and Tuttle.